All right, and away we go here, Thursday, March the 12th, 2020, 3-12-2020. 16 minutes past the hour, and away we go, and away we go in a very interesting way here this morning on the Now program, because, you know, here's the thing. Early on in the week, we were talking about coronavirus. That's what everybody's talking about right now. Our governor, Mike DeWine, is giving updates every afternoon on what's going on in Ohio and what we should do. And, you know, okay, in the beginning, I think we could treat this, as we do everything, with a little bit of comedy. Not that it's funny. The coronavirus is not funny. But that all events, terrorist attacks, robberies, murders, this is how we survive in the United States. When somebody dies in the family, you try to make jokes and you try to take the seriousness off the issue. Now, the coronavirus is serious. And the other day, we, you know, made a little fun of it. Jeff Ruth and I yesterday talked about the media's role in this, and is it as bad as we think it should be? Well, here's the deal. Whether or not it is as bad as we think it should be or not is, in my mind, still left up for debate. But I will tell you this. I have never seen anything in the United States associated with a virus like this, ever. I've never seen anything like this. I have never seen... And right here to Marion, Ohio, I've never seen schools closing. River Valley School, at this point, to my knowledge, is the only one. There may be more. Things are developing all the time. River Valley Schools will not have school tomorrow, so the teachers can meet and discuss how they're going to deal with this. Ohio State University has canceled classes, at least until the beginning of April. Marion Tech has canceled classes into April. Nursing homes, if you have a loved one or a friend in a nursing home in Marion right now, the door will be locked as where it was open before. You will have to buzz in. Some nursing homes are designating family members that can get in. You have to answer questions, sign in, sign out, stay in that person's room. You cannot visit the prisons right now in Ohio if you have a loved one or significant other who is in prison right now. There are grocery stores you will go into in Marion, Ohio right now, and you can only buy 5 items of certain items in that store. It's no longer unlimited. So whether or not the panic is necessary or not, I've never seen anything like this. Never seen anything like this. The Final Four of the NCAA games, which kicked off last night and we'll go into today, the brackets that we talk about every year and people play the brackets, well, guess what? There will be no crowds for the NCAA. The NBA, apparently, is shut down at this point because one of the players has contracted coronavirus. There are events being canceled left and right, after school activities at school going down. At this point, I don't know what you say. I really don't know what you say. I still think we are at 4 people in Ohio. Nobody has died. It's my understanding in the country 17 people have died. I think they were all elderly people. Not that that makes it okay, but I do think it's elderly people at this point. 17 people in the grand scheme of the population of the United States is not huge. We don't want that number to get bigger. Over 1,000 infected. The president gave a speech last night based on this coronavirus. The stock market is going down like it's never gone down before. Travel is restricted. At this point, I believe for a month is what is being done in and out of the United States. Italy is shut down. Never have I seen anything like this associated with an illness. So whether or not you buy into it or you think it's serious or not serious, I've never seen a time like this. Never seen a time like this in my life where something associated with illness has caused this kind of reaction in the United States. We've had bird flu, we've had swine flu, we've had things like that before, but I don't remember in the history, certainly in the 20th or 21st century, anything like this. And I don't know, I'm still split on, is it the seriousness of the event of coronavirus, or is it really the way media is handled now? Because I will tell you this, and this is very serious. We've talked about phony news. Now, usually we've talked about phony news when it's come to politics or when it's come to something going on in the city. Well, this is becoming a very serious issue because people are scared about this coronavirus. There's no doubt about it. People are putting out fake news, and it's not okay. You know, that's not funny. That's not satire. That's not sarcasm. So if you're doing that, here's this for you. You are an idiot. You are an idiot when people are already panicked, when people are already upset, and you know it, and you put out something fake like that, you are an idiot. And that's the only word to use. Sorry, but that's the way it is. I have heard in the last 2 days somebody sent me a message saying coronavirus is in Marion. Coronavirus is not in Marion. At this point, it's not. And that was put out by somebody. And put out to the point to where it was shared online like crazy, and then everybody believes it's real. And yesterday, Mike DeWine was supposed to make this huge announcement that was supposed to be life-shattering at 2 o'clock. It didn't happen. Mike DeWine announced that there was a fourth case and that be precautionary with nursing homes and prisons. That's what he said at 2 o'clock. It was not earth-shattering, but there were messages all over the internet that when Mike DeWine spoke at 2 o'clock yesterday, it was going to be earth-shattering. Stop doing that because you are adding to the problem. And if that's what you want to do, fine. Oh, aren't you funny? That's really great. You added to the problem of scaring people. That's a really talented person. You must really have a high IQ. That's really clever, the things you're doing. So at this point, I can just tell you facts here, and I can give you my opinion, but people who are putting out the phony news are scaring people, and that, in my opinion, is one word. That is pathetic. So please, please, if you're on the internet, television news seems to be handling this right. Radio news seems to be handling this right. But if you are on the internet, do not believe everything you read. Please, stop doing that. If you think it's true, if you really thought that coronavirus was in Marion and it really petrified you, don't take the internet's word. Call the health department. They have a number. Call the state health department. They have a special number set up for coronavirus. If you're on the internet already, there's a website. Go there. There's only 4 people, none in Marion. Stop. Okay? And until you hear something come out of the governor's mouth that is earth-shattering, don't believe it. There you go. Stop with all this fear tactic, which is just, I don't like it. It's scaring people, and it's babyish and peevish and not funny. And the people who tell you they're doing this will tell you it's funny, it's satire, it's meant to be a joke. It's not funny, it's not satire, it's not meant to be a joke. You're not Saturday Night Live, you're not Comedy Central. And any good comedian would not do that, and these comedians would tell you that. There's nothing funny about causing panic, because we've already got enough panic because of the coronavirus and because of things that are going on. You adding to it with these phony baloney stories, stop. There you go. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it this morning. And that's an editorial, by the way. That's not the opinion of anybody else at this station. That's my opinion, and I will stick by that opinion. Now, back to the coronavirus. Four people, remember that. Four people in Ohio, okay? Nobody has died. I think we are overreacting because people are overreacting. I think the state of emergency did not help. I think, I understand people want to be ready, and if you are a senior citizen, be careful. If you start to feel sick, go to the doctor, go to the urgent care, go to the emergency room, do whatever you have to do, but relax, take a deep breath. We've been through things in the United States before. We will make it. It's going to be okay. Four people at this point, and they are working hard to make sure this country is okay. So we've just got to relax. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, good morning, bud.
Good morning.
You know, you're dead on with what you're saying. Huh?
I hope so.
Yes, you are. That's my opinion of it, is people right now, what they got to realize is you got to use some common sense in this. That's what it all is. You know, you got to watch what you're saying, because you are inciting, you know, panic. I seen that in the stores yesterday. You walk back there, and on the toilet paper aisle, there's no toilet paper.
No toilet paper, no hand sanitizer.
Why are you making a huge run on this?
Well, here's the problem, and like I said, I came on Tuesday, and I tried to be as lighthearted about this coronavirus as I could. I do still think we're overreacting, but people are spreading phony things. They're scaring people half to death. It's not in Marion. The governor did not make a huge announcement yesterday, but people float those stories, and it scares people.
Sure they are. It's like Mr. Roosevelt said, the only fear we got is fear itself. And then, right now, you know?
That's well put. You've got it right.
I mean, people need to just sit down and chill out, and it, you know, and be, you know, listen to what's going on around them, and it, instead of, you know, jumping the gun, and like you said, you get these guys on here, they're knuckleheads, or saying things that are just not true.
Well, and the thing about it that bothers me is, you know, we all criticize the news channels and we all criticize the news. Well, I'll tell you this, television news and radio, I think, has handled this very well. I think they're telling the truth. I think they're trying to get the information out as they have it. They're not inciting panic like these people on the internet are.
You're exactly right, Scott. You know, God, you know, help us, you know, on that, you know, and I hope, you know, this passes by and, you know, and all ends up to be, you know, just a bunch of fear, you know, and, you know, we look back at this and, you know, learn something from it.
Well, I think the bottom line is this whole thing, and it's as simple as could be, if you get sick, if you feel sick, go to the doctor.
Amen. Stay home, you know?
Yeah.
Go to the doctor, stay home. Don't, you know, go out, you know, into a large crowd and affect things, you know. It's like you said, you know, you see that you're not be able to go to the, you know, the tournament games and stuff like that. Like you said, that's unprecedented, you know.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I get why these people are doing it, because the fear is huge, but I also have to say that this is how we treat any illness in the United States. If you get sick, you go to the doctor.
This is true. Very true. Well, Scott, I'm going to get off the line there. So like I said, you put it as, you know, well as anybody could put it.
Well, I appreciate it, and I thank you for listening.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Well, you know, it's just, like I said, it's my opinion, and I want to preface it with that being my opinion, but I don't want anybody to die. I don't want anybody to be sick with the coronavirus, but that's what you do with an illness. If you're sick, if you even start to get sick, you know something? Right now, I am not in the risk category. I do not have a bad immune system, and I am not an elderly person. But because of what's going on, if I started to feel sick, guess what? I would call the doctor. If I started to feel sick and I could not get into the doctor, I would go to the emergency room, or I would go to the urgent care. You know, I get why what they're doing. They don't want it to spread. I understand that. But I don't understand. The grocery stores are open. The department stores are open. I know the grocery stores are open because you can't buy toilet paper, apparently. So relax for a moment because, you know, you're petrified of the coronavirus, but yet you're running into the grocery store where there are all kinds of people to buy the toilet paper. You know, you're not going to the NCAA because you're fearful that there's going to be spread of illness. You're not, people are canceling schools and so on because you're in fear of the spreading of the illness, and I guess that is a fear. But then you walk into the grocery store, you walk into the restaurant. I haven't seen the restaurants losing business. If they are, somebody tell me. I guess we'll find out Friday night. During the week, restaurants are usually not that busy anyway. Friday night's the big restaurant night. Let's see how the restaurants do Friday night. Because if you're really fearful, I would think you wouldn't want to go somewhere where somebody else is preparing your food that you don't know. And I would think you wouldn't want to be sitting out in public with all these people. It just doesn't make any sense. You can't get away from people. People want jobs to close. You know what? If that was something that needed to happen, okay, I get it. Do it. But I don't know that that's the point yet. What are you going to do? Are you going to sit at home? If you don't have coronavirus and they closed your work, are you going to sit at home and what? Watch television? You're not going to leave the house. You're not going to go to McDonald's. You're not going to go to a restaurant. You're not going to do whatever you need to do. Of course you are. Do what you need to do, and if you feel sick, go to the doctor. I'm telling you. I'm sorry, but that's just where I am with this particular thing. And I don't know if it is the start. I don't know if it is the end. Depends on who you talk to. But I think we need to calm down and understand in Ohio, where we are, we've got 4 cases, no death, and we don't want any death. So let's take a deep breath and see what goes on. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, you know, it's just out of control what it is.
Well, I can't. I mean, the NCAA, for the first time in history, will not have crowds. The NBA season, at my understand, has come to a standstill because a player has tested positive, one player. After-school activities at schools are being canceled left and right. River Valley will not be in school on Friday. Columbus City schools are apparently canceling classes certain days. Ohio State is not in session. Marion Tech is not in session face-to-face. I've never seen anything associated with an illness like this in my life.
Yeah, just the, like all the sports, like the hockey and everything got canceled. I think it's Sunday, I believe they got canceled. Like the Ohio State hockey, got canceled, I believe.
Yeah, but I'm not sure. I don't know how this is going to help. I don't know. Because
I don't know how it's going to help, but I mean, we don't know who has it. I mean, anybody can have that. Anybody can be a carrier of it. It's just, a flu that just goes around. And, I mean, it looks like you and Jeff were saying yesterday on the radio. A lot of jobs you can't work from home. Or if you go to the doctor, you have a chance to see you feel ill, but it's not really the virus, the coronavirus, and you go to the doctor, somebody in there that already has it, that's going to be looked at, there you go again. You're going to get it anyway.
Yeah, but you know what? This whole idea of sending people home from work, that we've even gotten to this point, is insane to me, because are you really going to tell me that these people, if they got out of work, they're not going to go to the grocery store, they're not going to go to the department store, they're not going to go to the restaurant, they're going to stay in their house and lock the doors and not leave and be around people?
Well, no, you're going to have to be around people eventually. I mean, because you're going to have food or something.
Right, so why would we cancel work? Right, so why would anybody cancel work?
I don't know. I mean, people asked me yesterday if my work had a plan. Well, not that I know of. It's, you know, the reality that, you know, you have to go to work. I mean, they might have something in plan. They haven't. I mean, I don't think it went to that level yet, but, you know, it's just like, you know, we don't know what's going to happen until it happens.
But I mean, people are acting like, I don't even like that term. When people say, do you have a plan? It's a flu. You will start to feel bad, and then you will feel really bad, and then they don't have something to treat it with that's going to cure it, is the problem. So that's what it is. It's not like one day somebody's going to walk in and you're going to drop dead. That's not going to happen. So I don't know what the plan would be. My guess is that if you have coronavirus, when you start to get the symptoms of it, you're probably not going to be going to work anyway.
Well, you know, what is the symptoms of the coronavirus? Somewhat similar to the regular flu.
It's the flu. That's what I'm saying.
So you don't really know if you have the regular flu. So basically, it's just a vicious cycle, because I could be saying I had the regular flu, and I go to the doctor and say, I get tested in the doctor's office, right? And they say, well, no, you have the corona, and then I already infected everybody else already in the office. So
it
doesn't really matter.
But see, that's the thing that nobody's really giving us a lot of point on. How close do you have to be to get it? You know, it's my understanding that it is like the flu in that people with weaker immune systems are more compromised, older people are more compromised, and that children are not so much, and that people with good immune systems are not so much compromised. So you could be around somebody with the coronavirus and not catch it. It's like any other illness. I mean, obviously that's true. We have four people in Ohio. If these four people have obviously been around their families, I'm sure, and they don't have it. So let's get real.
Right. And I think those people in Washington, all those people that died in Washington, in Washington State, wasn't that a nursing home with all those people that died?
Yeah, it's a nursing home, of course, and senior people.
Yeah.
And the two in Florida that died yesterday, I believe they were of an elderly age.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Did you hear about Tom Hanks and his wife? I don't know if that's, every news, you know, is telling people that. Why do we need to know that Tom Hanks has, because I'm not around here every day, then why is that news? Should that be personal and his personal life? I mean, why would we have to know, Tom Hanks and his wife got tested positive with coronavirus? I mean, what's up with that? I mean, I don't understand why that is news.
Well, I think it's because he's the first celebrity that we know that's been tested positive. But just for like yesterday, the first NBA player was tested positive, and that became a big deal. And yes, it is true.
Well, no, John Travolta.
Well, that was a lie. That was a lie. See, and there you are. And that's what's going on right now. And that's that was a joke. There's somebody trying to be funny.
These fake news is going around. Why do we need to know who has what? Just take care of it, quarantine or whatever they have to do, and don't put it on news sites. We don't care. Just take care of it.
Well, the Tom Hanks story should be an interesting story because, yes, he has tested positive for coronavirus, but it's my understanding they felt tired, they had colds, body aches, but that's what it was. Slight fevers, you know, it's not, it can get worse, But that's how it starts. It's not big. Like I was saying, it's not huge when it starts. So if you start to feel sick, go to the doctor.
Well, I was just going to say, did you affect somebody else, though?
But I don't know that. See, all the people who worked on this movie with them are not sick. They were on a movie set. That's where they learned that they had it. To my knowledge, I'm sure they've tested the people who were working on that movie, the hundreds and hundreds of people who work on a movie behind the scenes and the other actors. Nobody else has tested. This guy in the NBA yesterday apparently was shutting down the whole NBA right now because one person tests positive. He's got a family. He's been in the public. I don't know that he's infected people to a great degree. I don't think it works exactly like that. It is contagious, but I don't know that walking through a doctor's office you're going to infect people. You could, in theory, but I don't think you're going to, just because you walked in, it's like a pig pen and it's going to infect everybody.
Well, apparently the Ohio State Network got the coronavirus too. They got malware. Ever since they started sending people home, working from home, now their network got hacked. I mean, it's like, what is going on with the world today? I mean, it's just like one tragedy after another. Nothing can go smooth for nowhere. I mean, it's just ridiculous how everything has to have a tragedy on every day. It seems like if we don't have tragedy, we're not happy.
Well, you know, I will say this to this degree on this, that I get why people are taking it seriously. I get why people would want to know information about it. But the people who are spreading phony news about it, the people who are inciting panic by making it a bigger deal than it is, I think we're going to look back on this and I think we're going to say, I don't know that we handled that the best. I mean, I think the government officials are trying. I think the television news and radio are trying to do it the right way. But you've got these internet idiots who are getting on there, just like the John Travolta story, just like the Governor DeWine yesterday is going to have a big announcement, just like coronavirus has come to Marion. All lies, but were circulated heavy on the internet.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard that you say that yesterday. Somebody emailed you saying that we had some in Marion.
Yes, and we don't. Never did.
Yeah.
So, right. You know, and yesterday I kept hearing Governor DeWine at 2 o'clock is going to give a huge announcement. I watched it. He didn't give a huge announcement. All he said was, there's a fourth person. Don't go to nursing homes if you don't have to, and you can't visit people in prison. That's his big announcement.
And then I guess the VA is locked down, too, I guess.
Well, you know, I don't understand what the big announcement was.
I mean, I think the big announcement is that he canceled all the sports events. He's canceling, like, all the major events, which, you know, I mean, obviously the crowd will be low anyway, so the ticket sales will be so low, so I might as well just cancel them. You know, especially the people that travel all, you know, all around the world to come to these kind of sports. I mean, yeah, I might as well give one. Whatever.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, I know. Up until yesterday, I know a lot of people were planning to go to the NCAA. I don't know if attendance would have been down or not. It might have been down somewhat. But, you know, I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I mean, it could have been because people are scared about this. I mean, obviously, look, all those people that died over in China and so I don't know if some people on the cruise ship died or not, but I know some people, you know. But again, you know, I'm sure the government and everybody is trying to, and President Trump is trying to do everything they can to contain this from spreading. Now, I wasn't alive that I know of when the Black Plague was happening, but somebody was telling me at work that it's an older person, that the Black Plague, of course, the media wasn't as strong back then. When that was going down, people was freaking out about that as well. So, you know, history does repeat itself. So the Black Plague and the coronavirus is probably on the same, about the same level.
I don't know. The Black Plague was long before media. It was back in the 1300s, and it was
That's what I said. Yeah, so they didn't have any media, or but people in small towns were talking about it in the spread. You know,
they didn't have hardly any medicine either. This was in the 1300s. Yeah. This is before Columbus sailed the ocean. So I don't,
right.
And to even I don't even understand. I've heard that comparison by people saying Black Plague, but, you know, again, we did not have sophisticated medicine. We did not have doctors. We didn't have media. We didn't even have toilet paper in those days. You know, it's not quite the same here. And
I thought we had toilet paper back in those days. I thought they had, like, newspaper recycled.
I don't know if they had newspaper in the 1300s. But I just don't understand. I want people to be safe. I want people to be healthy. I don't want it to spread. I just don't know what's the panic going to do, because that is a big component of this, and that's what people better start to understand. Yes, there is a problem with people getting sick, and we're all concentrating on that, but the panic that it's causing when you can't go to the store and buy toilet paper, when they're limiting the number of toilet paper you can buy, when you can't go to college, and okay, how about if they do shut down your job? Are they going to pay you? They don't have to. So that's going to be the real problem, and that is incited by panic, and that's why we got to take a deep breath here.
Yeah, when people say, you know, if you feel sick, stay home, well, who's going to pay your bill? That's the problem. I mean, because a lot of the companies, they don't pay you long-term sick days. You know, yeah, you don't want to spread the virus, but what do you do at this point? I mean, you got to survive. I mean, you can't. I mean,
I don't know.
You're not going to be able to pay your bills. You know, yeah, if you're retired, yeah, of course you can stay home and you know, but you're going to get a Social Security check in the mail. But when you have a full-time job, you can't stay home.
But you're going to have to go out, is the point.
I hear people say that. Well, you just stay home if you feel ill. Yeah, if you don't have a job, if you have a spouse at work, yeah, you can probably stay home. But if you're the only person that, you know, is working the household, who's going to pay your bills? Nobody's going to help you.
But I don't know at this point if you know what, if it got to that point, I would hope that employers would try to pay their employees something. But what I'm saying at this point, in Ohio, with only 4 cases and nobody dead, and I would hope that we would not be at that point. But people are talking about it. And I don't think, it just, I don't know.
Honestly, Scott, I think what it is, people like to have plan ahead. They like to do plan B. Plan B. What's plan B if it does come to that?
Yeah, but what's plan A?
You don't want to wait till the last minute.
Yeah, but what's plan A? But what's plan A? You can't have a plan B if you don't have a plan A. Plan A has to be when you have 4 people, you understand how to contain those 4 people, and you understand, how am I going to go to the grocery store? How am I going to go to the department store? How am I going to eat? How am I going to do that? Plan B is irrelevant if you can't get through plan A.
Here's the deal. Only thing we know is 4 people. There could be more than 4 people out there. We don't know if it's more than 4 people.
True. But what my point in that is exactly right. So what is the point in panicking at this point? If you got it, you got it. Go to a doctor.
No, you're right. Exactly. There's no sense of panicking, but I'm just saying, you know, there probably is more than 4 people. We just don't know about it.
I don't know. See, I'm afraid to even say that because people right now are so conspiracy-ridden that, you know, just anything you say that is not absolute fact, people take it like it's the gospel truth. So I have to go with what is true.
I'm just giving my opinion. I mean, I'm just saying because the flu spreads like rapidly. I mean, one person gets it usually, but if you're in a household, your spouse or whatever, is going to get it too. But we all know that. It's common knowledge.
But you know what my first question would be? My first question would be, okay, the 4 people we know who have it, okay, what do they feel like right now? Are we treating them? Are they in the ICU? Are they close to death? My knowledge is they're not. So why are we so fearful? They got sick.
No,
they went to the hospital.
I think, well, I, I think the reason why the governor probably put an emergency thing, which I think is a little overboard, like you and Jeff were talking about, but he's probably concerned himself that there's other people out there that have not come forward that probably do have.
You could have it.
That's
I could have it. But when you say that, with at the time he did it with only three people, when you say that, you got to understand you're the governor of the state, and when you say that, every newspaper's going to print it, every television station's going to run it. Every radio station's going to run it, and people are going to be saying, oh my gosh, the sky is falling. You know what? On Monday, before this happened, people knew about it, but people were not buying toilet paper. People were not selling out of hand sanitizer. Grocery stores were not putting limits on what was going on. Ohio State had not canceled classes. The NCAA wasn't out of business. This was not happening Monday. Well, guess what? These people had it on Monday, guaranteed.
Well, yeah, he's done that, but the governor has to make sure everybody in America, in Ohio, is going to take protocols and caution.
I'm okay with that.
Now, did he use the wrong word? Maybe, you know, emergency. I don't know, but maybe he is back in his mind and his staff is okay. Maybe there's other people out there that have not come forward, so this might be bigger than we expect. So. That's why he had to do what he had to do.
I am fine with him letting us know what's going on. I think he should let us know what's going on. He brings a doctor on. I think that's good. I think telling people how not to get it is a good idea. I think telling people if they're sick to go to the doctor is a good idea. I think it's protecting the elderly is a good idea. I think that's all fine. I just think that when you use certain words, and there are four people that you know of, and if you're the governor or you're the media or you're a mayor, you got to work off facts. You can't work off what I think might happen. You've got to be factual. Now, once you have 1,000 people who have tested positive and the hospitals are overrun and you've got no room in beds, okay, that's a state of emergency.
I honestly you're right. I see what you're saying.
What are you going to call it then? If that happens, what would you call it then? We've already done the state of emergency.
Take cover. Big time. I hope they get it all under control. I hope the last caller that called in, I listened to a little bit of the conversation. Hopefully this blow over one day, and once they get it all under control, and China goes back to normal, and all this, you know, everything happens for a reason, and hopefully we can get it contained, and it'll just go away.
Well, here's what I will say on this. I will say, pay attention to the governor. Pay attention to what that doctor who comes out with him says. Do what they say. Pay attention to how many cases there are in Ohio, and if you're sick, go to the doctor. That's where we are.
Wear a mask. No.
Well, it's close. I tell you, it's getting there. It's getting there. And I don't, you know, I guarantee you the reason these public schools are taking off, they're not taking off because they have cases of infection. If they did, they would have to report them. These schools are taking off Friday because parents are getting crazy, teachers are getting crazy, and people are scared. That's what it is. And, you know, that's the problem. It's the panic. I guarantee you there are more than four people panicked in Ohio right now.
Yeah. And well, so, I mean, hopefully the panic will settle down. And some of the media is what's causing it. I mean, there's a lot of media out there that will blow everything out of proportion. They've got to settle down, too.
Well, I don't understand the team coverage that these networks are doing. They stand outside of the hospital and say, somebody in here's got coronavirus. I don't know how that helps somebody. Tell somebody how not to get it. Tell somebody what you should be doing. Tell somebody the places where you can get hand sanitizer. Tell some people, is more hand sanitizer coming in? We've got to be a little more sensible about this. If you don't want to get sick, do what you have to do not to get sick. Figure out, don't wait for your boss to cancel work. Figure out how you can go to work and be as safe as you can.
Absolutely. And I just want to say this before I have to go here in a second. I just don't understand about the toilet paper deal. I guess it's a good thing I have a stockpile.
I don't know. Toilet paper and Clorox, who knows? So, away we go with the, and it'll be more and more and more.
That's right. All right, well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye. All right. Does anybody have anything to say about this? We have 5 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. And again, I want to make it very clear. I don't think it's funny. I don't think that people should be cavalier in treating this illness at this point. If you're sick, go to the doctor. If you are elderly at this point, or if you have a compromised immune system, don't go out in public as much. Use whatever you have, if it's hand sanitizer or whatever. Do what you got to do, but don't panic, people. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to make this real simple, real short and sweet. I've got the answer.
Go ahead.
Everything. Now, I heard somewhere that coronavirus is on every continent except for Antarctica. So I think that it's pretty obvious, the obvious choice here, what we need to do.
Get a coat and go into Antarctica?
There you go. I got to get off here, but I got to go home and pack my bags. I'm moving to Antarctica.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, there's one opinion. Does anybody else have an opinion? 740-383-9944. This is The Talking Place, and we are still here. By the way, Charlie Evers will be on after me today from 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon. Then Swap Shop with Glenn Coble from 12:10 until 1 p.m. The Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. And I've got a whole nother hour this morning. But what's going on with you? Do you have any opinions? Because you know what? If mine's wrong, tell me I'm wrong, and that's fine. But 57 minutes past the hour, give me a ring here, 740-383-9944. I've never, in regard to an illness, seen anything quite like this. And I'm not necessarily talking about the illness. I'm talking about the reaction. We need to get some facts on this coronavirus. What are the symptoms? What is the end game? Why is it causing older people to die more than younger people? Do we expect a whole lot more people to be infected? How do you stop it? How long is it going to take to develop a virus? Maybe these are some questions we need to know at this particular point. Maybe they aren't answerable. I don't know. I really don't know. But I do think that the governor has done what he needs to do as far as alerting people to what's going on. I think that's important. I don't think government should hide things like that. But I really don't know long-term what the thing is here. But we'll find out, that's for certain. Because the only thing to do in life is go forward. And that's the only thing that we will continue to do. We will continue to go forward and see what the end game is with all of this stuff that we are currently dealing with. So that's what it is. And if you have any kind of opinion, you still can share it right now. 740-383-9944. Still got a couple minutes left before the top of the hour here. And just once again, nobody is saying this isn't important. It is important. But let's keep the panic to a minimum and see where we go from here. To my knowledge, deliveries of toilet paper and Clorox and hand sanitizer have not stopped. And if you get infected, you know, please go to the doctor. Like Tom Hanks, if you have the sniffles, if you feel tired, if you feel run down, go to the doctor and see what you have, and we will go from there and deal with it. By the way, is fish a meat or not? Holy moly, what a conversation we had on that yesterday. Is fish a meat or not? How do we go from that to a whole hour on the coronavirus? But we did. We're going to take a break, come back after news and weather with more here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare flip that dial. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. By Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in?